Bloomberg Tax congressional reporter Colin Wilhelm talking to us about infrastructure and, more importantly, about paying for infrastructure. Colin, thanks so much for joining us. What's Congress going to do about infrastructure?
Well, happy Infrastructure Week 2020, guys.
I was on tears. It was so awkward.
So Congress is holding a hearing. The House Ways and Means Committee, to be specific, is holding a hearing on Wednesday this week, talking about how to try to pay for infrastructure. And that's really what prevents, those billboards in Davos from going up, is this disagreement over how to pay for this stuff. Everybody thinks that we need better roads and bridges, but when it comes to the price tag and how to get there, that's where the disagreement is.
Colin, historically, how has infrastructure been funded in this country? I'm thinking about kind of what the split is between what the federal government pays and what the state and local authorities pay. Historically, how does that go?
Well, you've got on the state, county, and city level, you've got a lot of bonding, and that has its own tax benefits. That is something that interests a lot of investors, obviously. On the federal level, you're talking more about the Highway Trust Fund, usually, at least in terms of, obviously highways and road repair. And that's kind of what Congress is getting at this week. They're going through this process of reauthorizing a lot of different transportation programs. They last did this in 2015. And that's largely funded through the gas and diesel taxes. So basically you're paying a certain amount of cents per gallon every time you fill up.
So what are some of the big projects that Congress is looking at this week?
It's really still TBD. I think a lot of this is going to be looking at reauthorizing programs that are already in place. You're going to be talking about, the Highway Trust Fund and basically funding that, since it's due to run out in 2022. So it's going to be a lot of blocking and tackling and sort of keeping roads running, or cars running on roads, I guess, is the way that would work. There's also this question as to whether or not there's some sort of deal that can happen between congressional Democrats and the Trump administration over a bigger infrastructure package that would include those additional projects that some folks want.
Colin, I'm looking at a press release from late November from Carlisle on JFK and Terminal 1, and we had the privilege in Davos of speaking at length with Carlisle about this, joint effort. It's an effort of airlines, labor, minority, and women-owned business, or so that's what the propaganda says, from Carlisle Group and CAG Holdings, JLC Infrastructure, Ullico, and Reach Airports. I have no idea what I just said, but anyways, everybody in the pool's in JFK. We're not going to do that on I-80 in Pennsylvania, right? We're not going to do some fancy private-public partnership for roads, right?
Well, that's been, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Certainly, the Trump administration's been leaning towards public-private partnerships. I think the devil remains in the details over something like that. At this point, we're in an election year, so a big proposal like that would be really tough politically.
If I agree, and thank you for saying that. Why aren't we doing a 50-year or 100-year bond to rebuild the Pennsylvania Turnpike?
Boy, you got to ask the Treasury Secretary about that. I think he's the right person to be organizing that. But in terms of bonding, certainly that was something that was a part of the Trump administration's plan. The Obama administration also used bonds for parts of the stimulus plan. So that's something that I think Congress is going to look at in this hearing, and whether or not to start issuing more sort of infrastructure project-specific bonds.
So, Colin, is there a sense that this Congress, or before the election, anything materially new can happen in terms of infrastructure? It seemed like it's both sides of the aisle could agree on that, but is this something that just has to wait till after the election?
I think most likely, yes. There's been some optimism from the Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Richard Neal. He's had conversations with Secretary Mnuchin about this, about paying for some sort of infrastructure plan. I think a lot of that's going to end up being, just because the political realities of a campaign year, I think a lot of that's going to end up being this reauthorization plan to basically restore the Highway Trust Fund and a few other transportation priorities that are ongoing. But I think, it also potentially sets a stage, if the status quo remains in 2021 right. for a bigger infrastructure plan.
Colin, thank you. Colin Willem with us, expert on infrastructure in your America, of course, working with Bloomberg Tax and Bloomberg Government as well.